Turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 18. Luke 18, beginning of Luke 18. Isn't it funny? It's getting so that rather than hearing pages turn, you hear people finding their phones and pulling out the Bible app. Luke 18, beginning with verse 1. And you want to notice here, verse 1 says, Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. And now I'm going to read the parable. But before I read even one word, I'm going to ask you the question, what's this parable about? Now, some of you could say, well, you haven't even read it yet, Pastor Doug. Remember what I just read to you? Jesus says right here, then Jesus told his disciples this parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. What's the parable about? That they should always pray and not give up. Now we're going to read it. In a certain town, there was a judge that neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. And for some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. Moreover, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And sometimes faith is something that we do not see enough of among us Christians. You know, it's like situations come up and we try everything to solve them in our own problems, solve them with our own resources, or find some solution, you know, try to get government to take care of the problem or try to take some entity to take care of the problem, when maybe the reason that we're even facing the situation in the first place is because God has put us there and we're supposed to be there. We're supposed to experience this. Yesterday, I was talking with a lady at Dunkin' Donuts, and her husband had just had a severe cut and broke a bone in his finger. And I walked up to her, and you know, she's a Christian lady, and she's telling me about the situation, and I shifted into serious mode and I said, you know, this isn't any surprise to God that this happened to your husband. And you know that God causes all things to work for good for those who love him. So God knew this was going to happen. God allowed this to happen. God works through all situations to bring about the good in our lives. I think you need to keep your eyes open that maybe there's something about this whole situation that God's going to use to bring about the good. And all of a sudden, she got all misty-eyed, and she told me about some other concern in her life and how this is making her wonder if, you know, and she's starting to see God's hand in the situation. And it is the truth that God is at work. God isn't surprised by the things we go through. I mean, God knows what's going to be in your mailbox on Monday. God knows what's going to be the headlines in the newspaper this week. God knows the phone calls you're going to get, the situations that are going to come up at your work. And he's got your life in his hands, and he's going to use all these things. He's going to work through all these things for your good. Amen? Amen. Well, there are things that God wants to do, that he can do, that he wants us to be a part of, and that he's not going to do until we do our part. Now, some people struggle with that idea. I know some folks just figure God's got everything under control and God's God. I don't even really need to pray because he already knows about everything. And so I just need to like go through life just trusting that, you know, God's somehow got it all worked out. Well, that isn't how Jesus has taught us the Father operates. Right here, Jesus is teaching us that he wants us to stay in contact with the Father on things. Now, when we stay in contact with the Father, our prayers are going to adjust with time and information. Let me give you an example of something. I'll use my little sweet Haley up front here, for example. Every parent that's taken a kid in this particular generation as they move into the 20s knows that the 20s is a difficult time. It's a difficult time to be a parent. It's a difficult time to be a person. And I pray for my children, and I love my children. And I remember praying for my son. My son was trying to figure out what he was supposed to do in life. He was trying. I know that he desired to have a mate in life. And because he's handsome, you know, he had plenty of options. But holy cow, most of the options aren't good options. And I remember praying, asking God, what should I pray? Because I didn't know what to pray. I'd be, you know. But the more I prayed, I remember a very specific time when I felt like the Lord showed me what I was supposed to pray for him with regard to these things. I felt like the Lord put on my heart very clearly, the thing I was supposed to pray for Christian is that the Lord would bring into his life a young lady that would bring out the best in him and would be strong where maybe he's not strong, and that he could be a blessing to her and she could be a blessing to him. Oh, it was just so clear that I knew that was what I was supposed to pray. And when I knew it, I just kind of felt like celebrating, because it's like it hadn't happened yet, but I knew what I was supposed to pray. And so I started praying that way. And you know, it wasn't even a month. And somehow Christian's bringing this young lady by the house to meet us. And among our family, we kind of refer to Haley as Little Miss Sunshine. She walked through the door, and I mean, her smile arrived in our house before she actually even pulled in the yard. I mean, kind of goes ahead of her. Walked in, hi, and immediately after she said hello, the very second thing she said to her, she goes, hi, and I'm trying to remember how she said it. She goes, I'm just a hugger. And the next thing it came up, we're getting a hug. Okay. And I'm thinking, Christian is dating his opposite. All right, let's just be real. I mean, we're a church family, and Chris isn't here, so we can talk about him, but you don't know if he's even going to say hi to you. And out of all the young ladies in the world he could have picked, who's he picked? And I mean, we've just watched, and it's been a wonderful thing. It's been a wonderful thing. And early on, I remember Tammy telling Christian, and I mean, when I say early on, I mean early, early, early on, she's like, you better be nice to this girl, because this one is special. Yes. Yeah, and it's like all of us as in a family, we're like, we think that God has sent this one for him. And I mean, it's just been great. But see, the whole process of talking with God about things, sometimes we got to pray a while to even know what to pray. And so it's not like God just wants us to just kind of throw something out there. Lord, I need a job. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what. If you will continue in prayer on that, I'm just telling you that he'll help you to kind of see what type of job would be best for you and what would be a place that would probably be the best for you and a position that would be about the best for you and a place where you're really supposed to be. You see, it's a process. And that's this persistent widow. She was great. I mean, she went and she didn't get what she wanted, and she didn't quit. She went back again, and she went back again, and she went back again. And the reason that Jesus is sharing us with this is not for us to think that that's how God is, and he's somehow teasing us, and that we have to ask 100 times for something. You know, we got a boy in our school, and I think he does this just to be funny with his mother. But, you know, like, we were at Animal Kingdom on a field trip on Friday, and he's like, I'm thirsty, I want to get a soda. And his mom's like, no, not right now. He goes, I'm thirsty, I want a soda. I'm thirsty, I want a soda. I'm thirsty, I want a soda. She's like, stop! And everybody around the table, we're all like joining with her. Stop! And it's not like the Lord's like playing this game. He just wants us to keep asking 1,000 times. He wants us to be in dialogue with him. He wants us to be in fellowship with him. He wants us to be listening to him because he's going to help us know how we should pray. He's going to shape our understandings. We are going to grow and we are going to mature as we pray. He's going to remind us of things we've learned in the scripture. He's going to remind us of sermons we've heard. He's going to remind us of Christian songs and their lyrics. It's all going to go together as he pulls those things together and helps us to know. And praying like this is what he wants. Now, I will tell you that there's a sense in which when we're praying, it's not like we're wishing upon a star and you just sort of pick something. Like, I've got this lady that I've been praying for that I swim with, and she's told me right up, she goes, I'm not a church person. She goes, do you understand that I've only gone to church for all occasions 4 times in my life, I think. And she goes, one of those times I went to your church. She goes, that's it for me and my family for church. I'm like, wow. So I tried to figure out how to respond. So the next time we got a break at the pool, I said, here's what I've decided. You don't have a pastor, so I'm going to become your pastor. And even though you don't come to church, I'm going to be your pastor. I'm going to start praying for your family all the time. She's looking at me like I got 3 heads. And then and I asked her, I said, what should I pray for you? She's like, oh, well, pray for health and prosperity for my family. I'm like, oh, give me a break. I guess everybody likes to have those things. But I think learning to pray isn't us trying to come up with what we think is the best situation, the best things in life, and praying that God gives us that situation and gives us those things. We come to him, and he gives us wisdom on what we should pray, what we should pray. I woke up yesterday, and I was woken up from my sleep, and I felt like I was supposed to pray for somebody so powerfully. It's somebody I haven't seen for a while. And so I started praying for them. And I went and I got my phone. I kind of looked up on social media, and I wondered if they posted anything. I was wondering why I felt like that. And I just laid in bed and prayed for them for a long time. Finally, I hang up. I mean, said amen. And Tammy and I get up, having breakfast, having coffee, and hour and a half goes by, and the phone rings. And the one I've been praying with, I haven't talked to in quite a while, called me up. I'm thinking, this is very interesting, God. And I didn't tell him that I'd been praying for him. Well, yeah, I did. Yeah, I just mentioned I'd been praying for him. I didn't tell him what I'd been praying for or anything. And I'm like, I think so often that sometimes we think that our prayers don't really do anything. But prayer, when it starts from God and it is guided by God, he is going to accomplish the things he wants to do. And if God inspires you and something is weighing on your heart, you know you should be praying about it, and you do pray about it, things are going to happen. I can't tell you that every time you pray about something, you are going to see the result, because sometimes you do not see the results. I heard a wonderful testimony just yesterday about a young man who struggled with homosexuality. And at one point in his life, he just got far, far away from his family and far, far away from the lifestyle that his parents brought him up in. And he talked, in his testimony, he talked about these specific situations where he felt like God had confronted him at specific times when he was away, and he felt God reminding him of things. Only later on, after he finally did get his life, came back to God, to find out that those were specific times when his parents were praying specific things, because his parents knew that from their journals. So sometimes you don't see what's happening, but something is happening. You know. Let me share one other with you. This week I had to have my truck repaired. It was going to take a couple of days, so they told me that they were going to give me a rental car. I said, thank you. So the shuttle driver picked me up, took me down to the Hertz rental car place, and walked in the room there, and there's a man sitting at a desk with a computer. And, hi, I'm here from Headquarter Honda, rent a car, give him my paperwork. All right, can I have your license? All right, asking me a couple questions. And he was like an Indian-looking guy, and he had a necklace of a cross. So I'm thinking, I'll bet you he's Guyanese, but let me just ask. I said, where are you from? He goes, oh, New York. And I go, where were you born? In New York. I said, where's your family from? Oh, Guyana. And he smiled real big. And I said, I see your cross there. I mean, are you a Christian? And I'm telling you what, it was like hitting a play button. Because the second I asked him if he's a Christian, he was prepared in season and out of season to have an answer to what I was going to say. I said, are you a Christian? Boom. And this is what he said. He goes, oh, I was born and raised Hindu. And he says, my family's all Hindu. And he goes, my brother married a Christian woman. And they were only married for a couple of months, and she had a blood clot that went to her lung, and she died. She goes, he was so very, very sad. And after she died, he got out her Bible and started looking through it. And in her Bible, she had like a prayer journal, and she had written things that she was praying about. And she had been praying specifically that he would become a Christian. And then in it, there was all these sections that she had underlined that were important. So he started reading it. And he made his mind up. I want to be a Christian. And he goes, that's not all he found in there. He goes, there was the names, there was my name in there. There was the names of everybody in our family. And my brother showed it to me, and he showed it to the other family members. And he goes, I made my mind up that I wanted to become a Christian. And he goes, we turned to Jesus, and it has changed everything for us in our family. And I was just like, wow, what a great story. And he goes, do you want to hear the rest of it? And I said, yes. He goes, you know what my brother does now for work? And I go, what? And he goes, my brother is the pastor of a church in Kissimmee. And he goes, who would have thought I played drums in his worship band? Now, I'm just thinking about that young lady who died. I'm sure she tried to witness to her boyfriend, then husband, many times. She probably invited him to church. She probably prayed and wondered what was going to become of her prayers. But it was after her death that at that very prayer journal, that very Bible and the verses that she had underlined that she thought was so important, those were the very things that they read that would touch their hearts and that would lead them to Jesus. Prayer matters. We're called to be praying people. Jesus says, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he'll see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And for those of you who would like to take part in the Pastor Doug Challenge this week, here's how it goes. This week, we're to seek God to get his direction as to where you are to focus your prayers. So you don't start by just coming up with dreams. I mean, ask God what is the things that are most important that you should be praying about. And then you are to, in earnest, pray about these people or situations, morning, noon, and before bed. And I want you to notice throughout the week how your prayers adjust. Because you are going to find that if you really dig in on something in prayer, that God will give you wisdom on how you ought to pray about it. And it'll be like a journey with God. You know, I guess I know I haven't said anything, but Nora, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? You know, you pray, and sometimes you feel like you're supposed to pray for people, and you don't know why you're supposed to pray, you just do. And then sometimes in time you find out But isn't it interesting, though, as you pray, you know, your prayers will change over time. You'll feel that you're supposed to pray a certain way. Yeah. Yeah. So, Haley, could you get someone to hand this out to you? Here, hand the. I invite you to join with me on that. All right. I guess I need to wrap up. I had something else I wanted to share, but the clock's against us. Can I just leave you with one last thing? If you turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. I just haven't been able to get this scripture out of my mind because there's like a God thing that's been going on in our youth group. Our NYI president has just been, I believe he's just been particularly, the Holy Spirit's been with him and been blessing him. Normally Ryan would not sign himself up for public speaking. You get Ryan a little bit nervous at all. He starts stuttering. So the first time I found out he was going to speak in youth, I was like, this is going to be interesting. Because if God helps him, and if God doesn't help him, and it reminds me, there have been some very well-known evangelists in the Church of the Nazarene. Uncle Buddy Robinson was one of them. He's known as maybe the greatest Nazarene evangelist that ever lived. Another one's a man named Jimmy Dell. And no one would ever have really thought of them as public speakers. But boy, they relied upon the Lord. And the Holy Spirit did powerful things with them so that the people were around them who knew them well says, oh my goodness, this is a God thing. And we thank God for people that are really talented. I thank God for people. I mean, like, I was getting a kick out of Andy up here playing his bass. Andy's very talented on that thing. And you should hear Robin sing. I mean, she's very, very talented. But sometimes the Lord takes folks that you would never imagine, and he does wonderful things through them so that everybody goes, wow, that's just a God thing. And I remember the last time I was at the youth and Ryan started to preach. I mean, it's the Lord was with him in a powerful way. Every person in the room was kind of sitting on the edge of their seat. And reminds me of this scripture. It says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. So, well, let's pray, and then Pastor Scott's going to come close the service. Dear Father in heaven, I ask you to give us wisdom this week on the things that we ought to pray about. And Heavenly Father, I just can't help but almost feel like celebrating in my own heart, because I know that if we listen to you and we get very serious about praying and persisting in prayer this week, that we're going to see a lot of answers to prayer. We are going to see things happen that would not have happened, but they're going to happen because you're going to guide us how we should pray, and we're going to pray. We're going to see people who have not been walking with you or maybe have been struggling in their life, we are going to find them. They are going to be challenged by you. They are going to be drawn by you. They are going to be helped by you. We might find that someone's going to be healed. We might find that somebody's been waiting for some breakthrough in their life, that finally it's going to happen. So Heavenly Father, I just pray, Lord, teach us lessons about prayer this week as we, as a church family, focus on intercessory prayer and being persistent in it. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.